The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Joe Lancello of KBOE in Oskaloosa and Dale Wagner with the Sac Sun in Sac City. Joe, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
I wanted to get your reaction to Ambassador and former Governor Branstad's decision to step down as U.S. Ambassador to Japan.
He's been ambassador longer than most ambassadors stay in one country, I think 3.5 years. He's done an excellent job. I think he was selected by the president because in his first term as governor, so that would be 82 to 86, President Xi, now president, then probably a lowly Communist Party figurehead, came to Iowa to live for a few weeks. And Branstad hosted him. Then I think they both forgot that they knew each other. And she becomes president, and they reestablish their relationship. Also, Branstad made many trips to China as governor of Iowa to sell Iowa products and things of that nature. So it was kind of natural that he could be this ambassador. And he's done an excellent job, just like he did an excellent job for 22 years as governor of Iowa. So he's, I don't know whether he's got something else planned, but if he wanted to come home and just be Citizen Branstad and enjoy Iowa, he's entitled to it. But I just want to compliment him on an outstanding job he did, both as governor and as ambassador. Dale.
Yes, Senator. You were recently in Sac City visiting with our Loring Hospital board about health care issues. Could you give us a little background on what you learned out of that meeting?
Yeah, they're just like I am. And I don't know that the Sac City Hospital is looking at doing what I'm going to tell you. But we're all concerned about the delivery of rural health care. And if you're going to do that, you can't be having these rural hospitals closed. Now, we haven't had recently any hospitals closed in Iowa. But over the last 10 years, we've had well over 100 rural hospitals closed. And it's getting very difficult for rural hospitals. So we discussed at that meeting the rural emergency hospital program that I'm trying to put together so that we can give local hospitals the choice. The choice is theirs. If they want to give up their residential beds and maintain everything else they do, then and that's a very expensive part of their operation, they could operate more efficiently and still get federal help as a rural emergency hospital as opposed to a critical access hospital program, which most of them are right now. But even under that program, which benefits a great deal rural hospitals, but they some of them are even in trouble. So we want to try to help them, and that's what we discussed, and I went through great detail about what we're trying to do about it. Okay, let's go back to Joe.
I understand that you've got a looking at something you posted on Twitter, you've got a little bit of an interest in the Big Ten having a football season, just as Iowa State is.
Yeah, I think I've tweeted on that at least two times. I see just two major conferences, the Pac-10 and the Big Ten, not playing football. Other places, they're playing football, at least in the major, whatever you call the top conferences that we have. And I think that if Iowa State can play football, maybe there's not going to be anybody in the stands, but we get a chance to enjoy it on television. It's not only, it looks like I'm only talking about the fans, but just think about these young people that work so hard for something that they really enjoy, really good at. They want to excel in it. Maybe some of them are thinking about a future in it, like professional future. we're denying them that. And that's a sad thing to do for the Big Ten and the Pac-10. If all these other conferences like Southeast Conference, the Big 12, to name a couple that are going ahead with it. It just doesn't make sense to me. In other words, they're worried about health. Well, it's something you ought to be worried about. But look at Iowa State and Louisiana played Saturday. Iowa State didn't do very well, but they played with the proper precautions. Nobody in the stands except the band. I saw a lot of the coaches with masks on, et cetera, et cetera. Whatever you have to do, Iowans are going to accommodate it. It seems to me like we could even accommodate it to the point of maybe having 20% of the seats filled with fans. Let people draw for the privilege of using their ticket to go to a football game if you only want to have the stands 20% filled. But just think, you could easily social distance or require wearing masks to get the job done. And it seems to me we're doing it in an idiotic fashion. Let's see.
And there's also the notion that, well, if you have fans in the stands, then you would also have to have vendors selling hot dogs or souvenirs or stuff like that.
You could do that under proper circumstances, but you don't have to have that. People can go without a hot dog for a couple hours.
Senator, we got some good news on the ethanol waivers and stuff. Could you just give us a comment on what's going on there?
Yes. Great news for 43,000 jobs in Iowa. Great news for the 130 or 40 ethanol plants that were shut down. Hopefully they're kind of back up and running now. They aren't running at full capacity, I can tell you. But I'm not surprised the president did this, because when he was in Cedar Rapids, I agreed with her doing this. Joni Ernst just pestered the president about these gap waivers, that they ought to be denied. So today, he delivered on them. And I heard him use the word that something about Joni Ernst is relentless in talking to me about ethanol. So it's good news for the Iowa economy and the Iowa corn farmers, or farmers generally. Joe.
You had said something late last week about the telephones used by members of Robert Mueller's investigating team that was looking into possible Russian collusion. And it was quite a coincidence that 30-some people would have their phones wiped. And you wrote a letter to the Department of Justice about this. Could you go into what your concerns?
Yeah. Well, you've expressed my concerns in your question. Maybe the only one you didn't express would be the destruction of public records. And I'm not sure exactly about the last point, but it's kind of suspicious from my point of view that this would be done in the first place. So I want to find out if any laws were violated. Are people going to be prosecuted? I want to know if public records were destroyed. And most importantly, I want to know, is there still some information on those phones that we ought to have access to? It's all part of my investigation to make sure that the people that were working for 4 years to get Trump out of office, the collusion that there was between the FBI and the CIA to thwart his presidency. You know, that's the Mueller report, $30 million investigation. It's the impeachment we're talking about. There's a lot of other things along that line, including everything they did to General Flynn. We need to get to the bottom of it and see what we can do to make sure that information's all public and there's no cover-up. Dale?
Yes, Senator. what is your thoughts on the Bob Woodward book that is coming out? I'm sure you've heard just a little bit about it and such.
Well, he's making it out that the president did not take this stuff seriously based upon what he said, that he didn't want to have the country as a whole panic, because he already demonstrated how serious it was and taking action against how serious it was by stopping flights from China coming to the United States. And he did that on January 30th. And he did it at the very same time when he was, that Biden blamed him for being xenophobic. In other words, Biden not approving of it. Now they're, and then you also have a lot of Democrats at the very same time, early February, let's say, Governor Cuomo, Mayor de Blasio, Speaker Pelosi, to name at least three people that I've seen quoted, and I've actually heard their voices on television, that it was no big deal. And so the president's getting hammered because he didn't want to make statements that might cause people to panic. I just don't understand it. One thing I can say, though, is the president wasn't too smart for having that interview, and his staff wasn't too smart for having that interview, because we should know what sort of a person Bob Woodward is.
Thank you, Joe and Dale, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.